ーション。Alright, a very good morning to you. It's the first day in the month of August 2018. Happy new month and welcome to a fresh edition of the program DPR on radio. Of course, it's on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, DPR Half Hour is proudly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria, to ensure compliance with proven standards and global best practices. Well, the program X-rays the activities of the agency and the petroleum sector in Nigeria. Welcome to DPR Half Hour this morning. I am Ahmed Olalikan. Well, on the program today, we will be looking at some of the many functions or activities of the Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR. And as a listener, remember you have a chance to be a part of the program. You can send your views. You can call the studio lines 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Well, you can send messages on our social media platforms. On Facebook is www.facebook.com/DPR Hotline. On Twitter, it's at DPR Hotline. On Instagram, is at DPR Hotline. You can also send an email to the email address info@dpr.gov.ng. We'll take a break and DPR Half Hour will be back. Please stay tuned.
Welcome to DPR Half Hour. DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
All right, we're back already. It's DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. And this morning we have a guest to talk about products, depots, and jetties. I have the deputy director and head downstream of the DPR. She's not new on the program. She's been here before. Mrs. Ijoma Onyere. Glad to have you on the program today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure being here with you.
Yeah, I didn't say happy new month to you too.
Oh, happy new month. We thank God for making it this month.
Okay, we have a second guest, the assistant director of projects and jetties, DPR, Mr. Bashir Sadiq. Glad to have you in DPR Half Hour today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's dive straight into the issue. We'll kickstart with our ladies first. Let's start with Mr. Sijoma. DPR, the department deals with a lot of delicate substances, petroleum products and all. And when we talk about these things, the issue of safety always comes up. So what is the DPR doing to ensure safe operations, especially at the depots around the country?
Yeah, DPR, like you know, is the regulatory arm of the government that regulates the activities in the oil and gas industry, inclusive of the downstream, where we have depots, retail outlets, and lube blending plants, and all that belongs to a downstream. DPR ensures that the depot facilities are in conformity with the laid down safety standards, and they're making sure that the operators adhere to the integrity of the facility, right from the conceptual design, construction design, and operational phases. And DPR monitor all through, making sure that all the safety measures are complied with, the laid down standards in line with mineral oil safety regulation and that of international safety standards.
All right, so from start to finish, DPR follows
the process. That's right, we monitor from start to finish.
Now, Mr. Bashir, we're looking at the issue of safety now, and there's no way we can talk about safety without saying, there's no way we can talk about products loading without safety. She has said something that's about how the department gets to regulate activities and all. Now, how is the DPR regulating activities, especially related to product loading? Because that's where a lot of issues come in.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think one of the way we ensure safety and especially integrity of operations at the depot is by making sure that companies that operate in such sectors, that is the depot owners, put in place measures that will ensure conformity with internationally recognized best practice. Some of these things we require of them at the point of licensing. You know, like if you're operating a depot, you must have a safety case. The safety case will tell us how you intend to operate the facility, what you are going to put in place to make sure that the operations are done in conformity not only with our national standards but also international standards. And to go further, at every of these facilities we make sure that we have a representative. So in every depot in the 199 that we have in the country now, we have a representative that works hand in hand with the depot operators. In respect to loading, we do a lot of things, you know, at the depot to make sure that it is done, loading is done safely. For instance, recently, in the last couple of years, we introduced a requirement where all the depots will have to have some safety implements that make sure that this loading is done safely. One of them is we realize that there are some points, you know, where some of the activities that take place are more hazardous than others. Like while loading, for instance, we require that depot operators have what we call AccuLoad metering systems.
Okay,
so you can't load a truck in a depot unless that system is in place. What it means is it comprises of some earthing devices. I don't want to go too technical on this, you know. If you don't earth a truck, you won't be able to load. And also, we do some checks as to how good are the tires, when was the truck calibrated, whether the tank that is being loaded leaks and all that. These are visual checks that our representative do on every truck that is going into load.
Now, if the DPR does all of these, how can we still have some rickety trucks around moving petroleum products?
Yeah, that is one of the issues that came up, especially with the Atedola incident that happened recently. And we have been partnering with the Federal Road Safety Commission. As a matter of fact, we had a meeting with them last week. And we are looking at where these issues come up from. And one of the things that we identified is after loading from a depot, sometimes they do exchange trucks.
Okay.
So it is something that we are working with other stakeholders in other sectors, especially the VIO, the Federal Road Safety Corps, the Nigerian Police, to make sure that what the trucks that get loaded from the depots are the ones that are used to convey the product to its final destination.
Okay, so there's a collaboration going on between the DPR and some other agencies.
Yes, we have that on track.
All right, Ms. Onyiri, let's look at the issue of products quality and specification. I remember one time we had a conversation on the program, and one of the personnel said something about specification. There are certain specifications that are used for certain combinations and all. We're not going into that now. But let's look at how the DPR ensures that products and goods are of quality and meets the specifications that you give out.
DPR ensures that good quality products are supplied and distributed across the nation. How do DPR do this? Because we monitor when the product comes in we monitor even from ship to ship loading of this product from the production where it is being, assuming it is imported, or locally refined. We monitor, we test. We have about four tests.
Four tests?
Yes.
Okay.
To ensure that the quality of product is achieved, making sure that there is no adulterated product, you know, to be distributed or supplied. And from the production, from ship to ship, at the refinery transfer, and also making sure that transferring these products into the depot is also tested. We have about four tests, from the production, then ship to ship. When it comes into Nigeria, you know, the mother vessel brings in the product. It is being tested to check the quality of the product. Then from the, when it is transferred and the ship is taken towards the jetty for offloading into the depot, it is also tested for quality.
So you do all those tests all the time?
All the time, because we have our reps, you know, stationed at this point, and we make sure that good quality is ensured before it is stored at the depot and also distributed.
Okay.
From the depot to the filling station, making sure that customer get good quality. There are several tests conducted.
All right, that sounds like a lot of work the DPR is doing.
Just to ensure.
From end to end.
Exactly.
Now, Mr. Bashir, you're the Assistant Director of Product and Jetties. I'm quite worried about the fact that there are so many depots concentrated in Lagos. Why is that?
Yeah, I think basically it is economics, you know. Depots are businesses. So you cite businesses where the market is. That is one. And secondly, with the unfortunate product refining situation we have in the country, we need depots in the coastal areas. Okay. And as of now, I think Lagos seems to be the most logical location for most of these depots. And don't forget, Lagos also is the first area in the coastal zone to have depots established. We have one of the depots that are in Lagos was established sometimes in the 50s.
Okay.
So it is more of economics, location, and the fact that most of the product comes in through the sea.
All right, if you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. The numbers to call 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. We'll take a quick break now, and when we return, we will start taking the calls and, of course, a few more questions for our guests. Please stay tuned.
The 18th International HSC Biannual Conference on Oil and Gas Industry in Nigeria will hold in Lagos with the theme Driving Sustainability in the Oil and Gas Industry through Improved Stakeholders' Environmental Stewardship. Date 26th to 28th November 2018 at the Hotels and Suites. Registration fees 100,000 naira per participant, 50,000 naira for each CPC members and presenting authors, 20,000 naira per student with valid ID cards. Participants should kindly indicate their willingness to attend by registering electronically via www.oghseconf.com.ng. Interested exhibitors should book for their space requirement electronically on or before July 13, 2018. For further inquiries, please contact Mrs. Emily Ayaize, Secretary, Conference Planning and Management Committee on 081-7365-4981. Mrs. Titilaya Jose, Chairperson, Jackson Local Organizing Committee on 0703400082 or Mr. Paul Osu, Chairman Publicity and Protocol on 0811395-2154 or visit our website www.oghseconf.com.ng. Email inquiries at oghseconf.com.ng. Signed, Mrs. Onyebuchi C. Shibeldu, Chairperson, Conference Planning Committee.
All right, thanks for still being there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, keep the calls coming in now, 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name, please? Where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Taiwo Taylor.
All right. Where's Taiwo, where are you calling from?
Calling from the Lukwaju, Lagos.
Okay, Taiwo, go ahead, please. What's your question?
Please, I've been listening to your program, and I want to inquire about gas. It's LPG. This is also the cooking gas. The DPR, can ask a few questions from the guest on the air.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Taiwo.
Yes, I want to get the company they call NIFCO. I want to know if it's a government company. That's one. Then, people that want to come into the industry newly, what leverage do we have as Nigerians to come into the industry of gas, retailing?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Taiwo. They will respond to your question. Let's try a few more calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, Comrade Dibe calling from Ojo.
Okay, Comrade Dibe from Ojo.
Good morning to you again, yeah. The DPR reminds they are working on the truck that loaded from the depot to his destination. In the station, that truck, there's no fault on the way. So what happened next? And there are some depots. So they will give you a particular sample from the lab. Then at the end of the loading, they are not seeing another product. So what is DPR doing about that? Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Bashir, you want to react to those questions quickly before we go to the other ones?
Oh, okay. The first caller, NIPCO is a privately owned company. It is on the stock exchange, so it is not a government's company. Yeah, one of the things we are doing in DPR is to encourage the use of gas. This is a government policy. In fact, we have a domestic gas utilization policy in place, and we encourage Nigerians to use gas because it is cleaner and it is becoming cheaper and more readily available. Okay. So any information you need, you can get on our website, dpr.gov.ng, or at any of our 23 field offices that are situated all around the country. With regard to the second caller, well, like my deputy director mentioned, one of the things we do to ensure that you get the product of the quality that you are supposed to get is instituting four, at least, before a product get into a gas tank, it is tested at four different occasions. You know, I don't want to go back over what she had already mentioned, but it is unusual for a laboratory to do a test in the same facility, because what they are testing come from the tank. So unless if something happened between the point of loading to the destination that is outside the depot premises, you will get what was tested in the laboratory and what is loaded in the truck. But like I would like to point out, you know, we don't accompany the trucks from the depot to the filling stations. You know, we trust that the people that do that is the drivers, you know, if they are trained properly and they have the right right training,
okay,
you will have the you will have the product that that you are supposed to get. Thank you.
All right, let's take some more calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Can you turn down the volume on your radio set, please? Good morning. What's your name?
I'm calling from Sari Igomo. My name is Mr. Loki.
Where are you calling from?
Sari Igomo.
All right. All right, Mr. Lucky, rather. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, please, is there anything wrong that if a unit tanker with a product, when it's going out, is there anything wrong for the make an indication that it's kind of product?
Did you get a question? Can you take that again, please?
I come again. Is there anything wrong that if any product, I mean, a tanker that goes out of your... that is going out. I think it's actually not making indication that it's kind of product. Why I'm saying so, because this is an issue of a tanker falling down, carrying product. Because I believe that if there's an indication that this tanker is kind of product, so that people will be very careful.
Okay.
In getting closer to certain tanks.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Lucky. Okay. Do you want to react to that, Mr. Bashir?
Okay. Mr. Lucky, one of the things you should see on every tanker truck is a warning sign that it is carrying an inflammable product. And I think most of the tankers have that label on them. You know, I think one of the things road users should be aware of is the fact that trucks transporting dangerous goods like petroleum products, whether they are empty or not, you know, you just need to approach them with caution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the advice. But as for an indication that it is loaded or not, it is always there whether empty or not.
All right, Mrs. Nyeri, talking about advice now, quite a large percentage of petroleum products being moved around the country, and people have come up with suggestions like, can't there be alternatives going by the hazards these movements cause? What is the DPRO advice and the government to do in terms of moving petroleum products safely around the country?
Yeah, it is quite unfortunate that we see a lot of trucks, you know, conveying petroleum product out of depot and to the filling stations. It is quite unfortunate because the situation in the country, as you and I know, some of these pipelines, almost all of them carrying petroleum product, have been vandalized. They have been vandalized, and again, the railways are not working in their full optimum. So what I will advise the government is to make sure, one, to resuscitate the pipeline line so that these products can be moved from the ship up to the depots.
Okay.
And again, the railways also should be reactivated to make sure they are working in full capacity. They can carry some of these products. And at the same time, I will also indulge the government to make sure that the refineries are working in their full capacity. Working in full capacity, because you can see that some of these refineries are comatose, in their comatose
stage.
Mm. So this is my advice
okay.
to the government.
All right, let's see if we can take this one. Hello, good morning. Hello. Okay, keep the calls coming in, 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name, please?
Yeah, this is Festac.
Okay, Igbe from Festac.
Yeah, one of the reasons why that was so tanker said was that he carried above the normal liter, and having extra tank under the trailer. See, most of the trailer carrying this they construct another one underneath. So that should be something to check. And even then, the normal one that is on the tank, they have a limit that which they can carry in order to receive the air. But this is not done like that.
Okay.
If they are to carry 50, they carry 70. So you see them displacing it along the way. So those areas need to be checked.
All right, thank you very much, Tino Ade. You just exhausted your 1 minute. Mr. Bashir, can you react quickly to that?
Yeah, I don't want to speculate as to the actual cause of that Atidola incident, because I believe that it is still being investigated, and I don't want to prejudice that the outcome of that investigation. But, however, we have standards for road tankers, and one of the standards is that a tanker shouldn't carry more than 45,000 liters of petroleum product, you know. And we know that probably there may be instances where tankers carry more than that, but if it is brought to our attention, definitely we will do something about it. I'm not sure about what happened in the Atidola incident that she is referring to, because I'm not part of the investigation, and like I said, I don't want us to prejudice that.
Okay. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Okay, my name is Sam Isetege. I'm calling from Festac.
All right, Sam from Festac. Go ahead, Sam.
Contribution to the ongoing discussion.
All right, go ahead. You have 1 minute, Sam.
You see, one thing we see in this country is that when officials of government agencies are given the opportunity to address the nation, like what is going on now, normally they should tell us what they are doing. But in most cases, they tell us what is supposed to be done, which is different from what they are doing. That is the truth. They don't tell us the truth. They only tell us what's supposed to be done, but they are not doing it.
Okay, all right, that's compliance there. Thank you very much, Sam. We just exhausted your 1 minute. Now, before we look at some of these issues, we'll be rounding off really soon. Mr. Taiwo called earlier, and he said, what are some of the things that people should do to be a part of the petroleum business in Nigeria? It brings me to my next question, which I think we need to look at very importantly. Licensing of tank farms and depot facilities. In 1 minute, what's the process like?
Well, the process of licensing tank farms or depots, as we call them, is really a combination of approvals that we issue. You know, it is a process that takes quite a long time. But briefly, you will need an approval from the town planning authority of the location where you are siting the depot. If it is coastal depot, you will need NPA or NIWA's approval, that is National Inland Waterways Authority's approval. You will also need approval from the police, the fire service department. You know, it is when you get all this together, then we do a project review, and if it is technically viable, DPR will sign off on it, and we give you an approval to construct. When you construct according to plan and designs, and it is okay and operable, then we issue with a license.
Okay, well, this is the march you can take on the program DPR Half Hour today. Next week, we might need to look at some of those issues again and some of the questions. Thank you very much, Assistant Director of Projects and Jetties DPR, Mr. Bashir Sadiq. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And also the Deputy Director and Head Downstream of the DPR, Mrs. Ijeoma Onyeri. Many thanks for coming on the program today.
Thank you very much.
Well, until next week, Wednesday, when another edition of DPR Half Hour will come your way. Big thank you to you and, of course, to the production crew, Tony Obuagu, Nadia Ike Idowezobi, as a sound engineer. My name is Ahmed Olalekan. Good morning.
103.5 FM. News, talk, sports.